From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is looking to build what he calls earnest and sustained ties between the U.S. and the Muslim world as he seeks greater global support to combat terrorism. That includes a trip to his childhood home of Indonesia, the most populous Muslim nation. At a joint news conference with the leader of Indonesia today, President Obama also conceded that while he didn't expect mistrust between the U.S. and the Muslim world would fade away, he said today he believed both were on the right path. Mr. Obama criticized Israel today for publishing plans to build 1,000 new housing units in Jerusalem. More on this from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama had just wrapped up a meeting with Indonesia's president, where Israeli-Palestinian negotiations were discussed, when he was asked about Israel's plan for the new housing units. Because he's been traveling, Mr. Obama said, he's not been fully briefed on Israel's intentions, but he said such an expansion is, quote, never helpful.
You know, I'm concerned that we're not seeing each side make the extra effort involved to get a breakthrough.
Peace talks have been stalled by the Palestinians' demand for a freeze on Israeli settlements in territory that could ultimately become a Palestinian state. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the president in Jakarta.
The Justice Department says no one will be prosecuted for destroying CIA interrogation videotapes. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the news comes after nearly 3 years of investigation.
Special Prosecutor John Durham has been at work since early 2008, trying to figure out whether anyone at the CIA broke the law when the agency destroyed videotapes showing harsh interrogation of terrorism suspects. The CIA got rid of the videos in November 2005, and the statute of limitations expired this week. Jose Rodriguez is the former chief of clandestine operations at the CIA. He gave the order to destroy the tapes, and his attorney, Robert Bennett, welcomed the end of the investigation.
He's a patriot, and all he did was protect his people and his country. And what he did was he always abided by the law.
The investigation continues into whether anyone at the CIA lied to the grand jury or otherwise obstructed justice. Prosecutors are also looking at whether CIA contractors broke the law by hurting detainees. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The man accused in a bomb plot on Washington, D.C.'s rail system has pleaded not guilty. Farooq Ahmed, a Pakistani-born American citizen, was arraigned in a Northern Virginia courtroom today, weeks after he was arrested in a federal sting. Authorities say Ahmed thought he was working with members of al-Qaeda to bomb D.C.'s metro rail stations. They turned out to be undercover agents. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 60 at 11,346. This is NPR News. Nearly 4,500 people aboard a cruise ship are still stranded a couple hundred miles off Mexico and may not be pulled into port for at least another 24 hours. Navy helicopters, meanwhile, are shuttling in basic supplies a day after an engine room fire cut power to the Carnival Splendor. U.S. Coast Guard Petty Officer Matthew Schofield.
They haven't given any times yet, but they do have a plan that's in place right now to get tugboats out to it and then, you know, bring it back into port.
No one was hurt in yesterday's fire. The percentage of Americans who say they couldn't afford to buy enough food over the past year dropped slightly from the year before. NPR's Pam Fessler reports on a new study that anti-hunger advocates say underscores the benefits of an expanded food stamps program.
The study, conducted by the Food Research and Action Center in Washington, found that almost 18% of Americans say they didn't have enough money this year to buy the food they needed. That's slightly lower than in the last quarter of 2009, even though unemployment went up. Deborah Weinstein is executive director of the Coalition on Human Needs.
That food hardship did not rise in the context of rising poverty, joblessness, and risk of housing loss is a testament to the success of the increase in SNAP assistance.
The program was expanded as part of the Economic Recovery Act last year, and some anti-hunger advocates are worried that that expansion might be cut back as lawmakers look for budget savings. One in eight Americans now gets food stamps. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
An investigation is underway into an explosion at a DuPont plant near Buffalo, New York. At least one person was killed. Another was seriously wounded. This is NPR.